Well, family, I'd like you to listen to what the Lord says about the death of one of his children. In Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2, he says, "The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil." And Psalm 116 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints." We're here today to remember and honor Lee Gray, to grieve our loss, to hear from God in his word, and to rejoice in her homecoming. Amen. For Lee was and is a citizen of heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your power, your presence, your peace, and your love that you tell us we can never be separated from. We thank you that you are an ever-present help in time of need. And Father, I thank you for this remarkable woman that we are here to remember and reflect on today. I thank you for the relationship that she had and has with you. I thank you for the example that she modeled to each one of us, and I thank you for your mercy and for your grace in how you ushered her into your kingdom. I thank you for her husband, Jerry, and for the great love that they had for one another, and we thank you that Lee's hope can be our hope, and that her experience right now can one day be our reality too. So, Lord Jesus, we desire that this family gathering, this time of worship and grieving, remembering and celebrating, we desire that it would be pleasing and honoring to you. I ask that you would enable us to do this in a way in which Lee is honored well, and also in a way that you, O God, are made much of, and in a way that we all get to taste and experience both your touch and your comfort with us this morning. We love you so much, and it's in your most precious name that we pray. Amen. Well, at age 73, Lee Gray passed away last Saturday afternoon with her husband, Jerry, by her side. They had been married for 28 years, and they loved each other well. Most of you know that Lee was a strong woman, full of determination and passion. However, what you may not know is that for most of her life, she was unusually adventurous and energetic and resourceful. This incredible woman, who was best known around here for greeting you at the door when you came in before church and running our care team, this incredible woman was also a scuba diver, a snorkeler, and a spear fisher. Can you picture that? She loved the water, and she loved nature, and she made the most out of every opportunity. She once told me that she would rather go for a walk in nature than go to an amusement park because of its beauty and her experience of God in nature. She also had a strong work ethic, and she loved fiercely. Many of you were on the receiving end of that. She loved her family and her friends well, and she would fight for them. And from my perspective, she was a fantastic resource to have on your team and not someone you wanted to go up against. Amen? She once laid a full-grown man out on the ground for mistreating her son. Again, can you picture that? Lee was so much more than meets the eye. When she and Jerry got married, she had a degree in education. However, her lifelong dream was to be a nurse. So she went back to school at the same time as her daughter Angie, who is with us today, and got her nursing degree. One of her most proud accomplishments was becoming a registered nurse, for she longed to help people and take care of them. As a church family, we certainly got to see this, didn't we? She led our care team, which is a ministry dedicated to serving brothers and sisters in Christ in need. She put her many skills to use as she organized and led a team which would occasionally provide meals or transportation. They would run errands or other support for people as needed. And not only that, but she frequently functioned as an on-call nurse for the body here, helping dozens of people over the years with health-related questions and issues, myself included. In her final weeks, she had an opportunity to go back to the States, but she chose to stay here for two reasons. The first is that she strongly believed that this is what God was telling her to do, and so she submitted to it. More than anything, family, she wanted to fully surrender to the Lord and His plan for her. She expressed this many times in her final weeks and months, and she modeled this well at the end. The second reason that she stayed here is because of the people in this room. She wanted to say to us this morning, and I quote, "Thank you to this church. You have truly become brothers and sisters. I was an only child without many relatives, and these relationships here have meant the world to me." On the occasions that I met with her in her final weeks, it seems like all she could do was talk about how much she cared for you and how loved she felt by you. And she was indeed loved, and she will be missed. Amen. As we continue to remember Lee well, I've been given the wonderful privilege to share on behalf of Lee's son and daughter, who are with us today, about who she was and how she will be remembered, so that we can get to know them better and get to know their mother better. Listen. To all who have gathered today to celebrate the life of our mother, Lee Gray, we thank you for your thoughts and prayers. We love her dearly and already miss her so very much. Our mother grew up as an only child. Our grandmother was borderline genius intelligent, able to accomplish anything. Unfortunately, Grandma was not able to connect well with people and isolated many in her lifetime, including her daughter. Our grandfather was a kind, patient, understanding man who stood behind his wife but offered the contrast to Grandma's cold and methodical methods. Mom, Lee, struggled with a balance in her life but picked up a number of traits from her mother, for better or for worse. Stories of our mother when she was younger, as told by family members, gave us a glimpse of a very strong-willed and adventurous woman who may have somewhat been a rebel. That doesn't sound like Lee now, does it? She married young, starting a family shortly after. We, Scott and Angie, are 2.5 years apart. We moved around the country and the world due to Dad's work. And Mom was the orchestrator of all the complexities. She was, and always has been, extremely organized and absolutely methodical in everything that she did. She managed all the movers, utilities, labeling, shipping, packing, and all other intricacies that came along with long-distance moves. Our houses were like museums. She loved antiques. Everything had a place. It was clean, organized, and neat. This would often be in contrast to our rooms and the point of contention for many discussions. Although our mother sometimes came across as bossy, aggressive, and standoffish, she was supremely protective of family, especially the kids. She was kind, she was fair, and she was helpful. Mom always had a good heart and cared for and about people. But she also always made sure that we were independent individuals who could think for ourselves. If you knew our mom, then you knew a woman who always made a way. She overcame much adversity in her life by sheer determination. If she was going to do something, it was going to be efficient and it was going to be right. This translated into some amazing recipes tweaked and perfected over time. We certainly were blessed as children by these amazing dishes. Of course, we had to warn our friends not to spend the night on escargot night. If you were our friend, you were also one of hers, and not cleaning your plate was not an option. She was a woman who loved to experience what the world had to offer. When living abroad, she implemented what she called monthly mommy sushis, which consisted of surprise outings. We visited castles, climbed hills, we made pottery, and just experienced whatever the areas had to offer. She instilled in us a love for learning and for adventure. Mom was resourceful and practical. Even when money was tight, she never made us feel like we were in need. She was the hardest worker that either of us have ever known, and providing stability was one of her ways of loving us, and she did that well. Mom found a deep faith in God when we were in high school and college. She immersed herself in church family and missionary work. She always wanted what was best and fair for others, sometimes at the expense of her own comfort. These values were passed on to us in varying degrees. Her passion for life and adventure was always evident. And based on earlier adversity in her life, Mom could have been broken and despondent, but she was anything but. She rose above her circumstances to provide opportunities for us which would have never been possible otherwise. And I would add to that, because God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Amen. Well, before Lee passed and went home to be with the Lord, I had the opportunity to spend a fair amount of time with her. And during more than one of these visits, she shared extensively how she wanted today to go, what she wanted it to look like, and what she wanted the focus to be. Of course, she wanted us to remember her well. And we're going to continue remembering her in just a little while with some personal sharing and stories. But the thing that was the absolute most important thing to her was that her hope in Christ and that the good news of the gospel be shared. Amen. She desired more than anything that in her death and in this time of celebrating her homecoming, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be made much of. And that perhaps some would come to know the Lord who don't, and others would draw nearer to him than ever before. You see, her hope was in Jesus, and this is Jerry's hope as well. We believe with every fiber in our being that Lee was saved and is at home with the Lord. And we believe, as she did, that those who put their trust and their faith in Christ, believing in him for the forgiveness of their sins, repenting of their wicked ways, and choosing to follow his will, they will likewise be saved and inherit eternal life with him. Amen? The truth of the gospel, as explained in Romans chapter 3 and chapter 6, is that every one of us have sinned against a perfectly and infinitely holy God. And the wages of that sin is death. Now, this is a problem, to say the least. Fortunately, by the grace of God and in sheer overflow of his unending mercy and love, he provided a solution to the problem. Namely, He sent his one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on our behalf. He lived a perfect, sinless life and was therefore an acceptable sacrifice to the Father on behalf of all who believe. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us that all the sins of believers were laid on him and nailed to the cross. And we're told that this is love. Paul expresses this love of God in Romans chapter 5 when he says that God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ went to the cross long before any one of us came to faith in him with the express purpose of saving all who believe. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that for our sake, for the sake of the believer in him, God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin, so that through faith in him, we would become the righteousness of God. That is, through faith in Christ, we would be forgiven of our sins. Our sins would be dealt with, not overlooked, not swept under the rug, but paid for personally by Christ himself and forgiven. The truth is that every sin will be paid for. At the end of the age, there will be no injustice, there will be no unrighteousness. All sin will be dealt with, either on the cross in the person of Jesus Christ or in us in hell for all eternity. There is no third option. Lee believed this wholeheartedly, and she trusted in the Lord for the forgiveness of her sins. She experienced his forgiveness daily, and she walked in it. And it's her heart's desire to share this hope with everyone today. Listen to how Jesus expresses this hope of ours in John chapter 11. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." You understand this, family? Lee has died, and yet she is alive. Amen? Amen? None of us knows when our life will be demanded of us. None of us knows what tomorrow will bring. But if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith, we can have absolute confidence that our sins will be wiped away and that we will live with him forever. And so if there's anyone here today that does not know Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior and would like to, I would love to connect with you and talk through some of this with you. I'm not going to tell you to pray this prayer or say these words. That doesn't save. Genuine faith in Christ saves. And if God the Holy Spirit is moving you or prompting you in any way this morning, please come talk with me after service. And it would be my great honor and privilege to unpack the truths and the depths of the gospel with you. The Bible teaches us that if we've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, then when we die, we immediately go home to be with the Lord. We're immediately taken into his presence. We're also told that upon his return to earth, we will be given new glorified bodies, and we will reign forever with him on the new heaven and the new earth. We will be given purpose and work. We will eat and we will drink to his glory and for our ever-increasing joy in him. The book of Revelation tells us in chapter 21 that there will be no more pain. There will be no more tears, no more discomfort, all of which Lee experienced significantly at the end of her life. But rather, in the presence of Christ, there will be fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. I know Lee's desire, as is Jerry's desire, and as is my desire, is to spend forever with you in fellowship and joy through salvation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Lastly, for those of you who already know Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lee desires expressly for each one of us to be encouraged this morning. She wants us to be encouraged and to receive comfort from God that only He can give us. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And one of Lee's favorite verses, she was adamant it be read this morning, from Psalm 18 and also from Psalm 62, says this, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend upon God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." Amen. Amen. These last two songs are the perfect response songs for this time of grief and yet time of celebration. Listen to these words in this first song that we're about to sing. Listen to the words and focus and reflect on the fact that the words of this song are now Lee's reality right now. And then after that, we're going to celebrate together with one of Lee's all-time favorite songs about her and our hope in Christ. Amen. Let's continue to worship.
Yes. Please rise, join us. Let's celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. Well, amen and amen. Praise God. In just a moment, I'm going to close this portion of our service in prayer. But before I do, I want to offer some instructions about what's going to happen next. We are essentially halfway through. We have done a part one of sorts, and there is a part two to come. You're welcome to sit down for just a moment. Ladies who asked for me to tell you when, now is when. So here's the plan. We want to transition into a more informal time, a more relaxed, familial time of fellowship and refreshments. The ladies are going to bring some refreshments out to put on these tables in the back. And what we want to encourage you to do is make a mess of the chairs and kind of turn. And we just want you to fellowship with your neighbor, maybe in small groups or however you want to do that, standing up, sitting down, whatever is fine. Get yourself some refreshments in just a moment. And just enjoy one another, talk about Lee, remember her well, and we're going to have a number of people to come up and share. They're going to share some stories about Lee and remember her and honor her well. And several of those people have already been approached about that. You know who you are. If you have not been approached but would still like to say something, just come talk to me for just a moment when we conclude here. Sound like a plan? All right, we're going to have a good time. So family, allow me to close in prayer, and then we'll break for the food. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for being such a tangible and real hope for each one of us. Thank you for the way that your presence, and I really feel it, the way that your presence has just overcome us this morning and filled each one of us. We thank you for Lee's life, but we thank you even more for her eternal life that she is now fully experiencing. Father, you've been with us in our joy, and we ask that you would also be with us in our grief. Help us to grieve well as we leave from here. And even now, help Jerry and the family, Scott and Angie, all these friends and family and loved ones who are here this morning. Help us all to grieve well. And help us to do this in a way that fully testifies to how powerful you are and how real, how tangible your presence, your peace, your love, and your power is in our life. Father God, we thank you so much. We praise you, we worship you, we love you, and we trust you. And it's in the most powerful name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. All right. You're free to eat, wander around, fellowship, and in just a few moments, Jerry will kick us off with being the first one to share.
Well, people, I could probably talk all day, but I kind of made it short, because otherwise I'd be here for a long time. And in fact, Scott made a comment, wondering what the odds was on my being short. Yeah, Scott made a comment last night when I said it was going to be short, what the odds were that I could keep it short. But I'm going to give it a try. Well, as Brian has already said, Lee, my wife, was a very strong Christian woman. I didn't even meet Lee until she was in her 40s and had raised two kids basically on her own. And I decided to go to a church there in Lake Charles, Louisiana, called Trinity Baptist Church. And they had a volleyball team for the singles. So I said, well, I'm going to go play volleyball, and I can enjoy being around other singles. I was dating someone else at the time for over a year, and I would go and play on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I had talked to Lee, but that was about it. I would tell her, I got it, you got it, or whatever. And that was really all that we basically said. And then one night, I played probably the worst game of volleyball I'd ever played. And Lee, with her kindness, came up to me, and I'm quoting what she said. I still remember it. Jerry Gray, what's wrong with you? That's the worst game of volleyball you've ever played. And then she looked at me, she said, you and Joanne broke up. I said, yes. You want me to get you back together? Yes. And she did. I mean, that's the way she was. So she got us back together. 2 weeks later, we broke up again. And that was it. I mean, I knew that was it. Played better that night. After the game, she came up. She said, y'all broke up again, didn't you? I said, yes. Well, you want me to get you back together? No. And so she said, then, let's go get something to eat so we can talk. And we had a place that we really liked there in Lake Charles. We went there, got the food. We were sitting on each opposite side of the table. And about 15 college students came in this small restaurant, and they were screaming at the top of their lungs, and we couldn't hear each other across the table. So she said, would you mind if we went back to my house where we could hear? My daughter is there doing homework and practicing for band, so we could be there and it would be okay. I said, fine. She said, you got to follow me, because it's not like across the street to get from, and Angie knows and Scott knows exactly what I'm talking about, to go from Trinity Baptist downtown Lake Charles to where they live was a good distance. We went, we talked, we enjoyed it, we ate, and I went home. Did that for the next three games, went out, talked, and got up to go home. Well, after the third game, I was at her house, walked walked to the door because behind me she would lock the door. Well, instead of staying inside, she walked outside. I turned. Sorry. I turned and I kissed her. And she kissed me back. Well, that was it. I got in the car and drove home. And as I walked in the door, first thing Alan said to me was, "You kissed her." And I do this. And he said, "No, it's the look in your eyes." And I found out today, this morning, that Lee told Angie that I had kissed her. And just so happens. And from there, that was it. And about 3/4 of a year later, we got married on July 16th, 1993. And all the kids that made it home were in the wedding. And Angie was the maid of honor, and one of my sons was the best man. And it just, from there on, there was nothing to really look back at. It was all forward from there. We moved into a very small place. We loved it. We decided to move to another one. We loved it, decided to move to a third one. Loved it. And the hurricane hit there and didn't mess up any of the houses that we had lived in. I went back this past May and saw. But anyway, God had led us to each other. And I have no idea whether she was dating someone at the time or what. I never asked. It wasn't important to me. When we went on our honeymoon, back up one thing. We got married on, like I said, July 16th, which was a Friday. Not the usual day people get married. At 10 o'clock in the morning, which is not the time people usually get married, because we had only invited a few. We thought maybe 16 people. Ended up being a room full because my kids told the kids in the youth group about it, and I had taught a lot of their parents. They got off work and came to the wedding. And one guy that I had worked with came from Guanajuato, Mexico. He was a pastor down there, and he rode the bus up for the wedding at 10 o'clock in the morning. After the first week, we kind of settled down, and we had both been through, you know, bad situations, and she was probably the best support I could have ever had. Because she fully understood exactly what I had been through in the opposite, you know, direction. And I wasn't expecting her to die quite this early. In fact, I was expecting to go before her. But we were married a total of 28 years, 1 month, and 26 days. And there were some struggles. But we worked together, and it was fantastic. She had 2 children. I had 3. Now, she had 5. I had 5 because they became ours. And I wanted to stay that way now. All I can say now is that, you know, I thank God that we got together, that we had the time we had, and had us. I'm looking forward to the time I can be with her. As I said to some of you, I'm not quite ready this minute, but if it happens, I'm ready. And I know she's there, and I'll see her again. Thank you.
Well, most of you don't know me, but I was Lee's neighbor in Bresus. And She took care of my wife before she passed, Andrea. She just gave us all the support in the world. She had cancer herself, but by golly, when it come to taking care of other people, and you've heard it before, she was a support. And so she came, spent the night with my wife before she passed, and then I got ill, and all of a sudden, with her situation, she immediately come to me and took me to the hospital, took care of me, and got me back to health again. I just can't say enough about her. She is a saint beyond all means. She's a woman that she had so many challenges, and I knew she was on her way to heaven, and all I wanted to do was make her comfortable. She needed things. Jerry was in the States. I got her a chi machine to take the swelling down her legs, got her a recliner so she could be comfortable before she, you know, so she could be in the recliner and not, you know, on the floor, and just really did everything we could to keep her comfortable through the times before she passed. And I love that woman. She was great. She just was a wonderful woman to me. And I thank you for letting me share.
Well, there's no order to this, but just as you feel led, go ahead and come forward, and you can, Vaughn, you can rock and roll and share. Okay. Thank you.
Hello? Okay. Hi, I'm Yvonne Oldenburg. My first adventure with Lee was about 5 years ago. Our housemate, Cindy Spencer, had been bitten by a wildcat from Rachel's Ark, and Lee came over with her potions and was administering for her. She was also a cancer patient, but She helped me learn how to take care of Cindy. And as time went on, Lee volunteered to help teach the young teen moms at Casa Hogar Trisker. And I couldn't have asked for anyone better to help. She was everything that Angie and Scott said she is. She's meticulous. And she just researches so hard. And she helped those young teen moms. We had a children's Bible that we were following the stories with. But she would read that, and then she would go into the adult version, which is what these young teen moms need. They need the adult version. And so it was amazing seeing these girls open up, learn to pray with each other to God, and seeing God answer their prayers. And they were so... they loved Lee so much. They really loved her. Lee was also great with helping with teaching some life skills because they're not used to our kinds of houses and electricity and everything. So we tried to introduce that to them. But we got revolving door of girls coming and going so quickly. We realized we had to give them the gospel each and every time, because the next week we might not see this or that girl. And that was our chance. That was our 5 minutes. and Lee did phenomenal. With these songs and pictures that we were looking at today, I was privileged to see Lee on her last day. I saw her when she needed medication and was in pain and nausea. But then later, after she had died, I got to see her then, and she was a different person. Her body, I mean, it was just like the pain was gone. And she looked so much younger. I was like, oh my goodness, she really looked like that. And she looked so angelic. I just want to say that wherever she is, I want to be. That's for sure. I want to be in that place. And we're so thankful for Lee and everything she's done for the young people and for those of us in the church caring for us, because I'm sure most of us have been tended by her. And we thank Jerry, too. Thank you.
I have a transcript, so bear with me. I'm not great at public speaking, so here we go. Lee was strong, as Brian said earlier, and as most of you know, independent, driven, and thoughtful. And there were lots of things I admired about her that I want to share with you now. I loved her diligent and persistent drive to beat her cancer through natural means. The fight she put into it and the faith in God she had through it is one of the things I admired and was intrigued to watch. And as she drew closer to the end of her fight, her humility before the Lord and her desire to want whatever he wanted above all else was so beautiful to witness. The Monday before she passed, she told a couple other ladies and myself that she was ready to go be with the Lord. But she also said several times with tears in her eyes, I just want to be in his will. I just want to be in his will so bad. As her strength was dwindling fast, and as she was more ready than ready to go home, she voiced wanting God's plan and timing most. Part of the power of her testimony was her submission to the Father's will. And that's one of the most admirable things to witness in a sister in Christ. I'm sorry. Lee and I met through this church when Brian and I came here 6 years ago, but I didn't get to know her as well until recent years. I enjoyed the various life stories of hers that she shared with me when we did have time together. She was adventurous, another thing I admired about her. Because I'm not adventurous, but anyway, back in June of this year, she wanted to treat me to lunch, so when we went, she shared a few more of her life stories with me as we ate, and then she started to encourage me and thank me for my kindness towards her. At this point, I suspected something was coming, but I didn't know what. She went on to tell me about a woman and a friend of hers whom she had helped and extended kindness to around 7 years ago. And this woman had gifted Lee with a really special gold coin that read, "Pass this coin to someone who is especially kind to you." She pulled the coin out of her purse and handed it to me and said, "I've had this for these past 7 years and believe the Lord wants me to give it to you now." Her having something like that long made it that much more impactful and valuable and special to me to receive. She held on to it all that time until she felt the Lord prompt her to encourage me with it. Isn't that such a beautiful witness of her following the Lord and extending his grace, kindness, and abounding love to me through her? I was blown away and don't remember ever receiving a tangible gift of encouragement like that in my life. She made me feel so loved, special, and valued with that gift. And the encouragement she blessed me with that day hasn't left me. Lastly, for now, I really admired Lee for her respect and loyalty to Brian and me and the body of Christ at BBF. When church members who stick it out with you for as long as she and Jerry have, especially in the revolving door atmosphere of Boquete, of what feels like people coming and going all the time, and then through the worst of COVID last year when attendance numbers were low for a good while, Lee was faithful to be in attendance and support our church body through the changes and hard times over the years. And that meant so much to me as a pastor's wife. I'm really thankful for her. She was a loyal support and friend, and I'm excited and look forward to being reunited with her again soon. As you all know, we are flowers quickly fading, and to be with our Savior for all of eternity. Thanks for allowing me to share a small piece of how Lee impacted me and is still impacting me, and for gathering today to honor and remember her well.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
So I'm Angie. So as I look around this room, I just see tremendous love and support for Mom. And I am so grateful. Mom was tenacious. She was a firecracker. She was a defender of the helpless. And she was an advocate of all things right. But I believe she was also misunderstood a lot. I mean, I misunderstood her until my adulthood. Because you see, she was never modeled nurturing when she was a child. She didn't know what that meant. She was never modeled tactful communication. She was, as a child, not modeled, or she didn't see the love of Christ. She was never brought to a place like this that showed her what God's community was. She missed out on that in her early years. So although Mom's intentions were always pure and altruistic, the delivery of the message sometimes was a little abrupt. But as I look upon this loving community, I see that you all saw past that. You saw her heart. And I'm so grateful for that, because not everybody got to see her heart. As we said, she really started to develop a deep faith when I was later in school and Scott had gone off to college. And Jesus was sanctifying her day by day. He was softening her. And it was beautiful. And he's completed that process, and I know that. I mean, no longer is she misunderstood. She's in his presence. And I can't ask for anything more. I guess the last real conversation I had with her was about a week before she passed. Maybe 2 weeks before she passed. She said, you know, Angie, I'm just praying to close my eyes and be in his presence. And I said, I know, Mom, you'll be in his glory. And the week later, you know, she said, I guess it's just not time. It's not his will, and I want his will. And I didn't know if we'd see her or not, and we didn't get a chance to. But I am happy. She is with her Savior. So, I thank Jesus, and I thank this beautiful community for loving her so well, seeing her for who she really was. This is a beautiful celebration of her life, and I thank you all for that.
Well, thank you, Angie. You've reminded me where I get my tact from. I've been accused of being short and abrupt, and I understand where I get that from. People who know me and know me well, puedo hablar durante horas. Pero no aquí. I'm going to keep it short. I just had a few thoughts that I wanted to get across. And as Angie said, she used some very good descriptive words. I just call it, she was sometimes a very complicated woman. She came across harsh and judgmental if you didn't know her. And as Angie said, I didn't understand why she was doing that until well into my adult life. That being said, she was extremely protective of her family and friends and children. And her whole goal in life was to prepare us, her immediate family, but also as she grew in her faith, she called it her extended family, everyone here. Her goal was to prepare us and the children and the people she called her children to be a positive contribution to the world. To be independent, to be strong and capable, and help others that are less fortunate than us. She did that very well. As Angie said, she found her calling after I had gone off to college, so I did not see her change from the very stoic exterior and cold exterior that I had experienced. And you got to see a little more of that transformation. And I think all of y'all have seen a lot more of the softer side of my mother, but as well as the meticulous and very determined woman that she was. She's helped people around the world, and that's what gave her joy. That gave her a sense of accomplishment and being in this world. And I've heard a lot about it. And she called all of you her family. Estoy un bombero y paramédica. Nosotros ayuda personas, and maybe that's where I got it from. I didn't always have a plan to be a firefighter or a paramedic. It's just where I ended up. I was actually an engineer. But I also get a lot of self-accomplishment and feeling of being needed, helping others as part of my job. Now, being part of her family The one thing I regret, and I'm sure all of you know that being as strong-willed as she was, I am my mother's son, and I don't do well with people telling me what I can't do. I don't want to make excuses, but the trip to get here has been complicated tremendously because I did not have a passport, and both governments have made it extremely difficult. However, that's not an excuse for the regret that I have of failing my family and not being here before she died. But I want it. Un momento. I want to thank all of you for being part of her family and helping her tremendously through the time that she's had. And I just want to leave by saying, never put off until later to let your parents know how grateful you are and that you love them. Because that's not something I will ever be able to do.
Testing, there we go. Scott, I'm confident that Lee would not agree with you that you've failed your family. She knew you would be here after she passed. And I just want to briefly, I feel compelled to share on some of the comments that you've made about her harshness, the two of you, how she once was. Lee was a woman who rubbed me the wrong way a number of times when I first moved here. And she's been one of the most practical examples in this church family that I can point to about God's saving grace in her life and the sanctification process, because I can assure you, and it has been my joy, my great joy, to share with a number of people in the last 2 months or so, that the woman she was 6 years ago, she was not today. She is not today, and she was not at the end. God has so changed her. God had so been gracious to her. She was not snappy or tactless or graceless. Of course, she had her moments. But by and large, she was a totally different person who had been totally transformed, totally renewed by the working of the Holy Spirit in her life. And that is not because she is so great and she was so awesome and by sheer determination she made herself a better, different person. That is not how these things work. It is by the sheer grace and magnitude of his mercy in her life. And I just want to share, family, because some of you may have seen that, some of you may have not seen that, but she was a powerful testimony of the power and the working of the Spirit in her life. And so I want to leave you with that testimony of what God's done. I know we have several more that want to share, so feel free to come forward.
It is such an honor and pleasure to testify to Lee's life well lived and who she is to me. She wore lots of hats, we have to agree. She was a friend, an encourager. She was an adventure partner. She was a leader in caregiving and ministry. She was an inspiration to me in so many ways. I want to hit each of those lightly. I met her. She started coming here to this church right before my late husband, Kevin, passed away. It was a big surprise. One day he's up leading worship, and in fact, the day He went, there was a big men's breakfast that day, and he came and was going to play guitar and everything. It was a great morning. And then that afternoon, he was in heaven. It was highly unexpected and a big shock. And Lee was right there with tangible help for me, a fresh, in shock widow with three children. She was just hands-on, meals, help, anything I can help you with. So, such a great example in brotherly love, helping our brothers and sisters. And she was an adventure partner. She was almost exactly 20 years my senior, but you wouldn't know it. She was ready for an adventure. We were partners in last-minute ideas. Hey, I think I want to go to the beach today. You want to go? Yeah, let's go. So much fun and adventure. She never said no to an adventure. And caregiving, we can't say enough about the caregiving and the ministry that she had such a joy and a hope and a peace and a love in her heart. She knew what it was like to live without Jesus and the hopelessness of it and how sad it is living without Jesus. And having the privilege of coming to know him a little later in life, she could appreciate what we have in Jesus, the unspeakable joy, the peace that passes all understanding, makes no sense, the peace we have and the love that he supplied. She had such an overflowing outpouring of love in so many ways, so much so that everybody was just attracted to her sweetness. What a transformation. Amen? Amen. Even children, she had such a way with youth and children. She had a young heart, I think. Maybe that's why we were friends. I estimate my heart age is about 12. So we got along great with that. And she was like, the children would make excuses to come to her nursing station because they wanted to interact with Lee. She just would leave you feeling blessed and loved and hopeful. And she wanted everybody to have that same thing. That was her motive. And more so, in everything she did, even leading the care team, she wasn't doing it for her glory or to check off these great works that she had done. It was not like that at all. It was with a heart of love. I want to love them. Look, they're suffering. I want to share love. I want to help. I want to extend comfort. That's what her heart is, sharing what's overflowing from her heart. What an example. And even, I feel so honored to have had several hours with her talking about today. In fact, I have notes in my notebook of talking about today, how it was to be a celebration. Even in that, I could see the drive, her drive, why she worked so hard with such discipline to try to stay healthy and alive is because if she could just touch one more heart with God's love, just one more heart, just one more. Even in her last week, she was praying for some specific people and just praying that God would give her enough time to say the right things and to show them, to share however he led her. That was her her heart right until the end. She was never thinking of herself or her own comfort. If something needed done, she's going to get her hands dirty and do it. Amen? Yes. So, I want to reiterate, I was with Brian when she told us the message for you. And I didn't write it as perfectly as he did. But she did. She wants to say thank you to all of you, her brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for being family. Thank you for loving her. Thank you for supporting her, for being with her through thick and thin, and for your outpouring of love and care. Thank you. And she said herself, she wants to be remembered by wanting to follow God's will, whatever it is, even if it wasn't what she wanted to do. She really did not want to cancel that last vacation, but she knew it was God's will, and she submitted very graciously, very sweetly. I started joking with her a long time ago, but even more so at the end, that I want to be on the front row when she's on the Bema seat so I can be there cheering as she gets her rewards in heaven, because I know there'll be many. She's touched so many. She really did bring glory to God in her life, and she, with all her heart, hopes that even through this celebration today, that maybe God will touch some hearts and that they'll come to Christ too. Amen. Amen.
Timing. I'm going to try to express this well. Pray for me, please, because a lot of what I'm going to share is about feelings. And Lee, what a special person she was. She was very thoughtful. She was always thinking of other people, as you've heard from the other ones that have talked, always. Even with everything that she had going on in her life, and she always had lots of things going on in her life, whether it's helping other people or with her own illness, she was always very busy. And sometimes, some of my memories, she would just show up at my door with a gift in her hand, and the smile that I can still see, kind of mischievous. And she makes this special chocolate recipe because she knows I can't have sugar and she can't have sugar. And she knew I could eat it. And she would bring this treat to me. And she knew that it would bring me joy, which it did, believe me. And because of that, it brought her joy, which is the whole point. Many different ways. She was always thinking of other people, always an active to help them. Lee had a multifaceted personality that ran deep. I learned a lot from Lee. She was and is still a real blessing to my life, and I thank God for her. And another memory I have that I'll have forever is when we used to have the Bible study at my house, and Lee and Jerry were always there. And I remember one time I just looked over at them, and they're sitting there on the couch, and they're looking at each other, and they've got their hands on each other, on their hands or on their arms, but they're looking in each other's eyes. And it was such a look of love. And I felt like I captured such a special moment. And I'll never forget that. It was just so wonderful. It was a special moment in time. And I have many memories of Lee like that. And Jerry, we are all here for you. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with this. All glory to you, Father.
They keep turning it off. You know, I heard some comments, a lot of comments this morning, about how Lee sometimes would get her dander up, all right? And I was on the receiving end of that also. But I have to tell you, I can't remember of a single time, not once, when she wasn't righteously upset. I mean, she had a reason. It was something that was going on that was wrong before God. And she wanted it right. And so her anger, when she got upset, was a righteous anger. She didn't want it the way men wanted it. She wanted it the way God said it was supposed to be. And I can't tell you how much I appreciated that about Lee. I really do. And I think back, it was just a wonderful, wonderful ministry that she had. I'd like to thank our brother Jerry and Lee's son and daughter, Scott and Angie, for allowing me to share a few words today about your wife, your mother, and our friend, Lee Gray, our sister who has now gone to her reward with our Lord and Savior. And God bless her, she deserves it. Jerry, Angie, Scott, when my wife and I think about Lee these last 4.5 years that we know her, more than anything else, we remember her as a faithful minister of our Lord's work here at Boquete Bible Fellowship. Lee was a good friend. She was always a good friend. And we always enjoyed the time we spent together, but she was more to us than just someone to get to dinner with to share a meal. Lee was a dedicated leader of our church care team, and that meant a lot to us. She faithfully and diligently organized the efforts of the ministry here in order to help the needs of others in times of need. If a person was sick, Lee was there to organize the meals, as you all heard, and make sure that they didn't miss a meal. If they were suffering emotionally, Lee was there to give them comfort. If they were suffering spiritually, she was always there to give them support. When I think of Lee, I thought about this at home. I said, what do I think about the most when I think of Lee Gray? And it was Matthew 5. It's when our Lord said, you are a light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. To me, Lee's light shone brightest when she was working in the service and the needs of others. If you think about it, people who serve on church care teams for as long as Lee did have to have hearts filled with love. Because in such a ministry, and most of the time, you're meeting with people at their weakest, in their most difficult periods in their lives. And people on care teams have to meet during these difficult times to give of themselves to assist others spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And such ministry can oftentimes lead to burnout. And so when we experience someone like Lee doing this for so long, year after year, you just know that God gave her a heart for this kind of work. That is the kind of service, that kind of service was Lee's spiritual gift. This was her light shining out in good works for the glory of God. Pastor Brian and I talked about Lee and our experiences with her, and you know, we never had to worry about the care team ministry. We never had to worry about whether it was fulfilling its the needs of others or its ministry, because Lee Gray was at the helm. Some of you may not understand how amazing this is, but in today's church, today's Christian world, for someone to serve so faithfully for so long is really impressive. And now trying to fill those shoes will not be easy. But even so, we rejoice. We rejoice that our sister is no longer in pain. We rejoice that she is no longer suffering the trials and troubles of tribulation that go on in this world. We rejoice that she now lives, really lives, in the arms of our God. We rejoice that she has now heard the words that so many of us long to hear one day. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with little. Now I will put you in charge of much. Enter into the joy and rest of your master. I would like to thank those who shared today and all of you who came. It is our hope that it ministers strongly to our brother Jerry and to his son and daughter. Our love goes out to you. And now as we close this memorial service, will you bow your heads with me, please, as we go to God in prayer. Dear God in heaven, creator of all things, we lift up to you today the grieving hearts of Lee's family, her husband Jerry and her children Angie and Scott. They mourn for Lee's absence and for the separation they must now endure. Please help them through this time of sorrow by filling their spirits with the knowledge that Lee does live on. Help those who were closest to her not mourn for Lee herself, for we know and are assured that God in heaven has promised eternal life to those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ. Our sister Lee heard and followed the voice of her Lord and Savior, and now she lives with him in glory, an everlasting life of joy and contentment. And as she lives on, she is also waiting for us to one day follow. And then, there in that glorious eternity, we shall one day be with her again. We thank you, dear God, for the victory that Lee has now won, and we pray that you will now lift our hearts as we celebrate and remember her life with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for coming. Very much appreciated.